This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, redstatetalkradio.com, and... No, did I say Agenda 21? No, it's agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And Red State Talk Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, so I got a threefer out there. Boy, did I stumble all over that one. I sounded like Nancy Pelosi. No comparison to Nancy Pelosi, but you know what I mean. Boy, she was terrible yesterday. Horrible. She's horrible. Okay, something's wrong with me. I'm well into the second pot of Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. And the man's style is man's style. I mean... It's testosterone-infused coffee. Not really. Come on, you guys, lighten up on males. Right? Anyway, Nancy Pelosi. There's something wrong with her. There really is. Besides being a communist, the good communist that she is, who hates America, really does. It's interesting. She's just major league rich, by the way. Major league rich. Anyway, I'm just saying. So we had a little conversation about communism last hour, And we're going to kind of continue on. Well, we're going to talk about totalitarian. This whole show is about totalitarianism and about the influences of course, the United Nations, the totalitarian monster that they are. Boy, are we name-calling today or what? No, we're identifying. We're not name-calling. We're just identifying. If you're a communist, you're a communist. Stand up, right, Gavin? Right, Jerry? Stand up. You're a good, proud communist, right, Dianne Feinstein? Well, at least your driver was, who oftentimes affiliated himself with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Yeah, Chinatown. Boy, a lot of strange things happening in Chinatown or in San Francisco. A lot of people turning up missing. And we've been looking at some of these reports. It's really the influence of the communist Chinese that are influencing San Francisco and the rest of the state, by the way. You know, we just have to kind of confront that here in California. The good communists that are out there, right? There are no good communists, by the way. Don't know of any good communists. Last time we checked on good communists, you know, in the last century, killed about 100 million people. Just no big E, right? No big E. Right, wrong. Anyway, and we also made the connect the dot with the Sunni and Shias. If you're a good Sunni, you love Hitler. If you're a good Shia, you love Karl Marx and Lenin, Stalin, all those folks. That's your cup of tea, is communism. Well, it's true. Absolutely true. People don't understand that nexus, but it is absolutely true. Now, it doesn't say that all Iranian people have bad intentions and bad things on their mind. Not at all. Not even remotely am I saying that. And I want that to be very, very clear, because that is not the case of what we've been seeing. What we have been seeing, of course, is, crazy things. Anyway, we have a whole bunch of stuff that's happening right now. We're going to be talking about New California, the dam in Oroville. Also, New Illinois is starting to make inroads, if you will. Starting to really, things are starting to happen for New Illinois. And they're getting more and more attention. Now, they were on Fox and Friends earlier this week, and then they appeared, apparently, last night on Tucker Carlson. And I'm going to try and I'm doing some investigating here because I couldn't find the clip. But then I get a text. See, I was radio announcing while texting. Will the California Department of whatever come in here? The Bureau of Communications or whatever they call themselves. I don't know what they call themselves. But will they come in and arrest me for texting while announcing? I'm looking over my shoulders. I was going to tell a story about teaching. I'm not going to do that right now. Let's talk about looking over one's shoulders. Well, I could, but then I won't. Anyway, I have so many stories about education. I could go for years and just, you know, keep talking on radio. Design a radio show about stories. Now, your story about it. And, of course, educators across the country could do pretty much the same thing. We all know that. But anyway, getting back to the other parts at hand here, which I think are much more salient, in that we have a system now that's developed in the new movement, and we've got at least three states up and running that are full bore into this thing. We've got New California, New Nevada, and New Illinois, following the basic precepts, if you will, of all the things going on with how we operate, how we're proceeding to form a new state, which is the successful way of proceeding, right? And it's working. It's absolutely working. A little bit of a Twitter that's gone on here. It says, Trump pardons Oregon cattle ranchers. BBC News. Let's see if we can even get that one. This is interesting. The Hammonds, Dwight and Stephen Hammonds, who was arrested, remember, thrown in jail by a kangaroo court of the Obamas. Right. It led to the 41-day standoff in the Malheur and then led to Lavoie Finicum's death. This is breaking news. This is good news. Trump pardons ranchers who sparked 2016 militia standoff. Remember, we were intimately involved in Agenda 21 Radio now. It says President Donald Trump has pardoned two Oregon cattle ranchers whose sentence for arson led armed militia to seize control of a wildlife refuge in 2016. Dwight Hammond, 76, and his son, Stephen Hammond, 49, were convicted in 2012 after a prescribed burn on their land spread to nearby public lands. In 2001, the pair served time in jail, but a judge later ruled that they must serve their full five-year sentence. That was an Obama kangaroo court judge, by the way. We documented that whole thing. The Hammonds are devoted family men, respected contributors to their local community, and have widespread support from their neighbors, local law enforcement, and farmers and ranchers across the West, the White House said in a statement on Tuesday announcing their full pardon. Justice is overdue for Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both of whom are entirely deserving of these grants of executive clemency. I love it when a plan comes together. The Hammonds had claimed that the fire was to fend off invasive species, but prosecutors alleged that it was set to cover evidence of illegal deer poaching and that it posed a grave risk to firefighters. That is absolutely not true on their part. Once again, the federal government were lying on that deal. It says a judge granted them a shortened trial stint, but in 2015, a federal judge ruled that they must complete their full sentences and sent them back to jail. The case had drawn the attention of limited government proponents, including the family Nevada ranchers of the Cliven Bundy, and who was himself facing charges relating to an armed standoff with law enforcement stemming from a refusal to pay fees for public lands. And, of course, the malheur led to the death of Loy Finicum, the assassination by James Comey. And those two senators, the slime balls that they are in Oregon, murderers.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, coin and bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
On Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Interesting, interesting with the Hammonds and the... We're going to have to revisit that and do a complete new show. Boy, I'll tell you, they were the powers that be, from Obama to Comey to the senators to Kate Brown... I should say Kate Braun, in governor of Oregon. The powers that be, boy, they were coming after us in a big way. We prevailed, of course, we prevailed. And amazing, absolutely amazing. That story itself, that started January of 2016. See, now I'm going to get back. I can't do that. I got responsibilities here. But that's a story that is incredible. And someday when I'm writing my memoirs, we'll be talking about that. And certainly, Jeanette Finnegan, what a absolutely fantastic wife and, of course, survivor of the murder of her husband, absolute murder of her husband, which we all saw on live drone TV, right? Yeah, the Obamas wanted that to be seen. Everybody see, we're going to kill him. Yeah, and all the message, all the things. That was the same time we went off to see 13 Hours. And by the way, gosh, we got Memorial Day coming up. Memorial Day, man, I forgot all about that. A lot of big activities going on Memorial Day, and we're going to be checking it out on Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day. Boy, it is Memorial Day much needed in this country, but you know we've got a lot of things going on. Anyway, so. All right, I'm doing some shameful reminiscing about all the things that, you know, in 2016, what was that like in January 2016 with that whole thing going on up there in Amalia? And there were some significant things that happened. We'll talk about that, historically speaking, and about, of course, them just attacking, absolutely attacking the Agenda 21 radio program. I mean, gee, even eat Christmas, it was just... To say the least, it was just the most amazing thing happening in terms of, you know, all the things that we had going on for us. I just really was stunned at the level of attack that we sustained. But we kept on putting our stuff out, getting our stuff out. And it was very, very relevant, very, very relevant. And there's a whole history there. Okay, I'm done with that. Let's talk about what is really, truly going on, though, with... the Oroville Dam, because I think everybody is really kind of worried about that, and they want to know what is really truly going on, how does it work, what's this, what that, and all this other good stuff. And so we're here to tell you what the what for is all about. Right now, if you take a look at what is going on at the Oroville Dam, we're going to try and get these numbers for you right now. We're waiting for things to spool up so that we can rescue with information about the height of the dam. The dam is really kind of stabilizing at the height of about 891 and 2-ish in that area. And before showtime, when we checked it out, it was about 891.41, something like that. So we've had about an hour and 20 minutes past that. We'll see what the latest is at the 11 o'clock hour Eastern and 8 o'clock hour Pacific, so we can see what that rise is. Now remember, spillway, the OG Weir, the OG Ogival Weir, the OG Weir, starts to spill at 901 feet high, right? 901 feet high. Now, the thing, come on, get this thing going on here. I love it when the plan doesn't come together. Anyway, the OG Weir, as it's known, sits at about 901 feet. And that's when the water will spill over. That's what I saw on the 11th of February, as I stood on the dam itself, on the 11th of February, 2017. In other words, when this just the day before the disaster started to hit, I saw that. Saw the whole thing happening there. And right now, it looks like the dam is sitting at 891.47. And inflows are 9,495. That's the amount of water coming into the reservoir. And then outflows are 7,202 feet, cubic feet per second. Okay? That's the outflow. So they've kind of brought all that stuff down in terms of the outflow on the dam. But it's still rising, 891.47. And, of course, this has been a rise that has been going on substantially, well, you know, for the last couple of weeks. So that's all good in the hood. We still have what appears to be massive leaks that are going on the front of the spillway. Now, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, we all kind of got our panties in a bunch all around the nation, I guess, everybody who listens to us. And you could see that there was some sort of white substance that was coming down from the top of the spillway along the radius. You know, that's when the spillway comes out and then, boom, it all dumps down. That little portion there seemed to be a white chalky compound, and it was pretty evident. It could have been from, well, grouting that was done, and it may be that they're pumping in. This is the thing that we're kind of looking at right now. Are they pumping in a silicone type of sealant to try and fix the piping underneath? But I can tell you, I'm looking right now at a screenshot, a live screenshot of Lake Oroville Spillway, and it is leaking like a sieve. I say again, it is leaking like a sieve. So they haven't fixed those leaks. We're also starting to see noticeably now much more groundwater leakage from around the side of the dam that they're trying to mitigate. Some of it seems to be coming through all the way down to the bottom of the spillway now, to the as you're looking at the spillway on the right side or left side on top of the spillway. A great deal of leakage in that area. So it's topping off, and when it tops off, you get more pressure, just sort of, you know, more pressure and more leakage. So are they mitigating that by any way, shape, or form? Now, there's a lot of speculation that's going on that there's, and again, this is a damaged spillway. Let's not be stupid about this. This is a seriously damaged spillway. It's brand new. They screwed up on the design and everything else. The plumbing inside the spillway does not work. It does not work. I say again, it does not work. And so what you do have is you have water that's pushing against the spillway from through the mountain, and it's seeping up through the cracks, or the seams, if you will, and some have cracks, we understand, through the seams of the spillway. And there's a lot of it. There is a lot of it. It is not mitigated at all. And, of course, we were kind of hopeful yesterday as we were taking a look at what we were seeing. In fact, we're still starting to see it right now, a white chalky compound that it's emanating as you're looking at the spillway on the right-hand side. We're kind of hoping that that white chalky compound might be some of the Portland grout that they were using before that's actually being pushed through. And the question is, are they using various and sundry varieties of sealants to try and seal it up? Now, there are techniques that dam builders and others and people who do these sort of things for a living utilize to try and pump in into ports, if you will. Now, remember what a port is. It's like a pipe through the soil that's been created by high pressure. Now, all this water hitting up against the spillway, hitting on the sides of the mountains, is under immense pressure. And the pressure expands exponentially as you get higher water storage. Hello? Okay? But if they're using a urethane chemical grout that's being injected under pressure to stop the porting under the gates, in the gate structure, which is indicated by all the mud that we've seen, and by the way, I'm going to talk about that, tons of mud now coming out, you might be doing the right thing. But the question is, are they using a urethane-based chemical grout, or are they just letting it go? That's the question. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the...
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
We'll all be strike it rich at the Twin Cities.
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Nice to be speaking when we haven't put up the pod here. Now we're up. Anyway, we're talking about the Oroville Dam and all the things that are going on right now, and we're witnessing, to some degree, milky substances that are coming from some of the seams, which is, of course, clear evidence that there's porting going on. And also, if you take a look at the screenshots, I mean, just all you have to do is go to the screenshots of the dam itself, and you can actually see the mud. I mean, it's the mud that's coming through that's the problem. So, you know, the mud is evidence of soil coming up through the seams and everything else. That's really what that is. And of course, they're going to tell you everything's fine. Everything's fine that the gates leak. That's called a clue that there's something wrong that the gates leak. But no, how many fingers am I holding up? It's that same old you know, if we say it, it must be true, so believe us, we're the government. Really. How about we don't believe you? You're lying to us. Let's give them that answer because that's true. Now, that's why we have freedom of the press, so we can call these people out. And they need to be called out. I mean, these guys are nothing more than straight-up communists in the Department of Water Resources. That's really what they are. They want you to believe everything. They're forcing you to believe everything they tell you, which is, of course, completely bogus and wrong. But if you take a look at the pictures that they offer you on the screen, there's a couple of things that are really, really obvious that are happening on the Hill, and I'm going to go around. And I'm looking at the screen that is provided by the Department of Water Resources. Oh, how nice. Actually, it's a Park Service. And it's the screen that shows you the frontal version view of the spillway. And here you can immediately start to see, as the afternoon will get into this, but you can start to see that there's deep problems with water porting coming through the surface of the soil. And one of the most prominent ones that was noticeable yesterday, it was down at the very, very bottom of the screen on the right-hand side. You can see really some very, very wet soil just before it gets into the competent rock down here next to the river. That's pretty obvious. And then you go up and you can see other places. In fact, we got about 50 or 60 photographs out of yesterday's session of places which the water has clearly been porting and coming to the surface and green spots forming and so on. Now, this is going to continue on this hill because the hill basically is damaged. The hillside itself, it was damaged in 2017, obviously. But, you know, where did the damage come from? The damage came from this breakup of the spillway. And then the Croyles Canyon, as it was called, which has still been filled in with soil and doesn't seem to have stopped any of the porting of the water that's been traditionally on this spillway, which they've never done. They never have fixed the problem. But if we are starting to see signs, if you will, signs that they are actually trying to do something with this urethane business, and they're pushing grout around that they may have tried, say, a Portland grout, then that may be a good sign of something happening. But the bottom line to it, that what we can see so far, is that we're seeing the same old things going on with the dam. We're seeing this, or with the spillway, we're seeing the same leaks, but they're getting worse through the plates. Now, that is a problem, like I always said. So what are they going to do to fix it? How are they going to mitigate it as the dam rises? Now, they're going to try and make and hold on to as much water as possible because it's money to them until they get their money, billions of dollars worth of money sitting there in the water. And this is how they're managing it. They don't care about your safety. There's no doubt in my mind any longer that these folks do not care about any of your safety. Safety does not matter to these folks. It's how are we going to let this dam... Well, some people will say they want to deliberately let the dam go. And, you know, when you start to hear a lot of the things that are coming out, you kind of really question why do they do certain things. Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about a lot of stuff that they're seeing, and they're expressing that now more and more pressure is being mounted, if you will, against the dam people by the city of Oroville. And this is a big article that came out. Let me get to the article here. It came out here just yesterday from the Chicor. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to read it to you so you understand. It's not just me, and we're not fake news, right? Well, they're your fake news. Right, we're fake news. Show us where we're fake. I know. We always get that. Show us that. Butte County concerned over lake levels. This comes from the Enterprise, Chico Enterprise. And the Oroville Mercury News. So I got this right here. So DWR has no immediate plans for spillway releases. Shocking. Shocking. I am so... I almost said something I shouldn't say. I'm just shocked. I'm absolutely... And you should be too. No immediate plans for spillway releases. Now, doesn't that tell you everything? Now, this is coming to you from the leaf blowers, the leak blowers, as we know them. They're the ones back in March, you may recall, they brought out the leaf blowers, and they were trying to dry out the seams where the leaks are with leaf blowers. We've now dubbed them the leak blowers. From leaf to leak, there's only one letter, right? No immediate plans. Shocking. Says this is by Brody Fernandez. Orville. There are more concerns over the lake levels in Orville as Butte County leaders take initiative to explore alternative options for safety measures. Oh, we're now thinking about safety, are we? The Department of Water Resources, a leg of the water project, the State Water Project, manages the Orville Dam. On Wednesday, DWR officials remained adamant in saying they have no plans to release water from the Orville Dam. I'm very concerned about the lake levels, District 1 Supervisor Bill Conley said Tuesday during the Board of Supervisors meeting. Lake Orville is being run in an antiquated and linear manner. DWR's priority seems to be water delivery instead of public safety. No, come on. Did he say that? He said that. Not, did I say that? No, I'm not even quoted here. We need to move into the next century, he says. Climate change is real. Oh, really? Well, Conley's got that one wrong. We've had warm rain on show before. I don't know what that means. And if we have warm rain we've had warm rain on snow before, and if we have warm rain on snow right now, it would be one of the worst disasters in the history of the state. And he's absolutely right. Conley then offered a solution he called forecast-based operations, which has been implemented at Folsom Lake in Placer County, according to Conley. Lake Folsom is owned and operated by the U.S. Department of Reclamation. According to Conley, like forecast-based operations take into account the steep, complex terrain near Orville Dam around the watersheds and monitors warm rain or snow for public safety measures. It also scientifically measures snowpack with ground-penetrating radar and satellites. Ground-penetrating radar, which is what they're using on the soil where the spillway's at. How's that working out for everybody? They just see where the water's flowing, that's all. Are they warning us about it? No. Why would they? Because it's a safety thing. They're not concerned about safety. No safety for you or me or the rest of the state of California.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're reading about the city of Oroville, the county of Butte. I guess it's, county supervisor anyway. Talking about how the safety precautions, everything else that's going on up there at the dam, are just not adhered to by the Department of Water Resources. Go figure. Doesn't really matter, does it? Nope. Really doesn't. Doesn't really matter to these folks because they don't give a darn about you. They don't care about your lives. They don't care about anything. They just care about not getting caught. And I got to tell you, those days are over. You see, there's new people in town running the show. And it's not going to end well for these folks all the way across the board. It's not going to end well. It says this is a county supervisor, district supervisor Bill Conley, Butte County, said Tuesday during the board of supervisors meeting. Says he's very concerned about lake levels. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because they're at the top of the lake, and you can't use the spillway. You can't use the spillway. In other words, if there's a big problem, how are you going to get the water out, right? Because they can't use the spillway, they are screwed up. They are screwed. Lake Oroville is being run by in an inadequate and linear manner, he said. He was talking about, basically you have to get up to snuff as to what's going on. He mentions Folsom Lake and how it's being run by the U.S. Department of Reclamation. And they have certain safety procedures in play where Oroville does not. There's no safety plan for Oroville. None. And it says it behooves us to write a letter to the DWR to point out that they need to move into the next century, Conley said. I hope you would support me in writing a letter to them suggesting they put public safety over water delivery. When we go to a meeting with them, they say they can't do this because of cost. Well, that one out of 10 chances we get a disastrous flood is a much greater cost than moving us into this century and doing what's right for the public. District 2 Supervisor Deborah Lucero praised Conley's comments, saying she absolutely agrees and supports reaching out to the DW and asking them to look into more forecast-based operations. District 4 Supervisor Steve Lambert also agreed with Conley. Conley added that the DWR spends too much time and resources elsewhere, including repairing a federal levee in Sutter County, and other projects in Yuba County. It's my responsibility to report to you that the DWR has gone off track, Conley said, at the meeting. We should have staff look at limiting our obligations with DWR and what we originally agreed to. DWR was contacted on Wednesday and responded to Connolly's claim. Public safety and flood protections at DWR is top priorities in operational decisions regarding Oroville Reservoir, said Aaron Mellon. Aaron Mellon. The Mellon one. The one who lies all the time for the DWR. Because she has to. Right. She's not a good liar either, by the way. Our operations plan, which is formed in consultation with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, allows the lake to rise during late spring and summer. We work with the National Weather Service to closely monitor weather forecasts to determine anticipated inflows from the Feather River watershed from precipitation and snowmelt. Regarding using forecast-based operations, Mellon said DWR is currently funding an effort in partnership with the Yuba Water Agency and Scripps Research Institute to improve storm and runoff forecasts, especially for Oroville and New Bullards Bar dams. In conjunction with forecast-informed reservoir operations, the press release can be found. According to Mellon, most of the surrounding snowmelt has already occurred. That's not true. It's still 60% left. And, of course, that came just the other day from Lisa Cahill. We got that report, and we got the records on that. So she's not telling us the truth. Most of it, 60% of it, is still up there. Now, the other part of it, too, which is very interesting to note, that in Lisa Cahill's reporting, that the dam has only been at this level like about four times in the whole history of the dam. It's recognized that the amount of pressure that's being put up with every half inch, every quarter inch, every tenth of an inch that comes into the dam puts enormous pressure on the soil by the spillway and the dam itself. And now we're getting up to 900 feet. They're going to hold it there. And you've got a super saturated, hydrated mountainside here where the spillway is located. And, by the way, the spillway is leaking through the seams. Now, what's good possible? And you also know they failed their inspection. That's why they can't use the dam. On the April 19th inspection, they failed it miserably. Why? Because, I don't know, perhaps there's buckling going on. And clearly there's leaks in the seams going on. Doesn't seem to be fixed. Oh, no, then there's the gates. The gates. The gates that we know that have not been fixed. That have not been fixed. Yeah, they're not fixed. And they're leaking. Huh. And the question is, a lot of people are saying, can they even use the gates properly at this point? Have they been recently damaged with all the pressure that's been put back on them? Since they've not had pressure on them like this. And they've not repaired them since the last incident in 2017. This was exactly what people were pointing out to them, including Robert B., Scott Cahill, and a lot of other people in the dam business, and saying that what we have here is a failure to communicate, right? You should not be doing all this stuff to the spillway until you fix the problem. And the problem is the head gates at the top and, of course, the porting of water from the reservoir side through the mountain to the back of the spillway. They did not do that. That was in other words, if you're going to fix the problem at Oroville, you fix it from the inside, not the outside. And what they're trying right now is topical stuff to try and fix it. And it's not working. It's not working. If they could use the spillway gates, they would have already used them. So their dilemma is this. What to do with all that water? Well, they have the emergency spillway. They're floating the idea now. We're going to raise the water to where it's going to test the emergency spillway. BS. BS. If they use water over the emergency spillway, which, by the way, they're over-engineering right now as we speak. I wonder why. I wonder why they're over-engineering all this right now. Well, that's because they have other problems, too, on the spillway. By the way, there is a huge crevasse on the side of the spillway, and they've used this compound known as Geotex to cover it. It's basically plastic sheeting. It's, if you look at the dam on the left-hand side, there's this huge crevasse. They keep on filling it up, and guess what? It keeps reappearing. Now, what that is, and most people are telling me, there's water that's causing that. Shocking. Shocking. And where is the water coming from? Well, right at the edge of the spillway gates. You see, we know for a fact they did not fix the water porting underneath the spillway gates, which were, of course, channeling out big channels underneath the spillway. Now we know that the drains don't work. And those drains are supposed to drain water out from underneath. They don't work. So where's that water? It's building up. Pressure is building up, and that's why it's pushing the water through the seams of the deck of the spillway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a disaster waiting to happen. It's a disaster in process. And then they're driving all these big, heavy trucks over, causing all the vibrations. It's a matter of time if they continue to keep it at this level. And I don't think they have any ability to bring it down unless, they can ramp up everything that's going on in the Hyatt power plant, or two, they're going to let it go over the emergency spillway. By the way, not the alternatives, it's the emergency spillway. They're going to do that. Interesting as I look at some of these pictures. Break out the leaf blower. I think that's probably the best thing we can do. Just use the leaf blower. Just use those good old leaf blowers. Right? That'll do it. Leaf blowers will work. They'll work really good. I tell you, this whole thing, it says the article continues to go on. A little bit more here. The Feather River watershed experienced its peak snowmelt runoff during the warm weather of the last week of April, Mellon said. Really? Modeling data from DWR and the National Weather Service and NASA shows that most of the snowpack in the Feather River watershed has already melted and that the remaining snowpack is limited to higher elevations. When the Oroville main spillway is not in use, DWR says operations primarily rely upon the Hyatt power plant to release water from the reservoir, according to Mellon. DWR targets high lake levels through spring and summer in accordance with state and local regulations. At this time, there is no need to use the main spillway, Mellon said. Releases from Hyatt Power Plant are adequate to meet operational requirements. Really? Is that why all these men are running up and down the spillway looking at all the leaks? Huh? Is that why? Is that why you're measuring every night the movement of the spillway? Huh? And why do you have that big crevasse over there? I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing. Why do we have that big crevasse there? I'll tell you why. Because water is porting out there. And it's causing that crevasse to be formed. That's dangerous. And just by putting the geotex on it isn't going to make it go away. We've been watching. We've been seeing. We can see what happens. We have eyes, too. We can consult with some of the best people in the world on dams, and they can tell us what's going on. There's serious flaws in the gate structures. Usability is questionable. Usability of those gates is questionable. So where's the water going to go? All over the brand new roller compacted concrete in the emergency spillway over the ogival weir, OG weir. Now, I don't know about you, that doesn't sound too promising. Since the strength of the roller compacted concrete is not much, especially when faced with this amount of water, and it's brand new, it has not cured properly. Okay, enough of that gloom and doom. I'm saying again, New California, though, is the answer to much of this, and it will be. Anyway, thanks for listening to New California State Talk Radio. No, to Agenda 21 Radio. And also visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, if you want to become activated and involved in New California, what you need to do, and it doesn't matter if you're an expat and you want to come back or whatever you're looking at in terms of California, you can go to our sign-up on our website at newcaliforniastate.com, sign up, and if you are an expat, make sure in the comment section that you are formerly living out of California, but in the county section, put what county you're from. We would really appreciate that. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, we got a lot of things going on. Stay strong. We're going to be talking about that in just 1 second. And NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of stories going up about that. A lot of things happening with New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.